Sif Tafalev, Sif Tess. We did the Sif at the Mishaburus. Mishaburus, Sif Katan Laman Aleph. So the first one was Mutalat Basar Mavushal, Oitzli, meat which has been cooked or roasted. You allowed to cut it dak visakin into very fine pieces. Why? Then Tchina Lebigdilla Karka. So the first shot he says is because the Moth of Techen only applies to Gdilla Karka. So there's a Farish of Gemara which says that taking a clod of earth and breaking it into little pieces is considered toichet. So that which we're saying that there's entchina lekarka, it means that things which are foods and are then only lekarka. Other things, taking minerals, etc., those type of things like we had before, chopping up the salt, that's not a michael. It's a tavlin. So then there is a din of the teichen. But in the world of foods, it's only by foods which are gedolei karka. Okay. I feel the hapoiskim, the sirlu, the behema, nami mikri gedolei karka, fishi in his honest mina karka. We find that a behema does have a status of gedolei karka according to some rishonim, because since it's supported off of the food of the ground, that's called the gedolei karka. Kamalkim ain lesser b'zeh, but over here it's still mutter. Some say there's no teichen by something which is already edible. There's no din of teichen. Okay, mutalatu chafilu daitel hanichal achazman. Therefore, the heter of teichen applies over here, even without getting involved in the heter of altar, which we'll see in Tzipya Beis. Just simply chopping it up is still mutter. Okay. Oitzli, the Alam Beis. If you me, Shein Yochel Allah, so we make a shukasha. Why did he have tichasa mesak to lachitha? The roast of meat sometimes is hard. So a person who doesn't have the good chewing ability, that difficulty eating that food, we chop up in the small pieces. You're able to eat it. So you're making it from a inedible item to an edible item. So maybe that's a problem. Gam kinshar lachot is still mutter. Zina basaru b'dalma, because since most people, that's not true. What you're doing is not really changing it from a non-oichel to an oichel, something inedible to something edible. So for most people, it's edible either way. So that's not called toichen. And in a case where you're making something which is not edible to edible, that's the ramah. Putting basa chayla from the oifis, since they can't eat it any other way, that's called teichen when you put it together. It's called commercial
oifis. I'm in trouble here.
Yeah, push it a little bit further that way.
Yeah, but it doesn't fold.
It has to go a little bit further to fold.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go a little bit further and it'll fold. One second. Okay. Fine. Lama Gimel. The verse number the Ikel Lameimer the Tama Poiskin Sirlu Dein Tchina BaOchlin Haim Shum Dein Tzarach Tchina. So the Rama says the reason why it's also is because Ein Tchina BaOchlin because it's edible as is, and the boy Ochalei Kemosh Shushalim, you can just eat it as is. Mashen Kem Bezer Dein Yochel Lochel Klal B'Lichituch. Over here, the only way you can eat it is by first chopping it down. So that means chituch mashalei oichel b'shach beit chino. So therefore, that over here, cutting it, even though it's an oichel, it's called teichen when you do it. But if it's la'alter, you have the heter of la'alter, which we'll see in your base. The Kamasha Oichel B'Yesh Mekilim is that some disagree with this argument, and they don't hold that's a problem. But the Kamasha Shinchab Dal says Zayin the Hanu Shem of Word that Shibur Oichel Shari B'Shabbos and Marbein Chaytuch Tachtak. That making something edible is mutter if that's what you need to feed the animal, as long as you don't make it too small. Okay. Yud. Also, ligur hagwin and b'shabes b'merg choritz bal pipiyos shakaran value. So the grater is a problem. You can't use the grater to grate the cheese. That's Mishabur Lamavav Shakaran Ralayu. Lashon Ashkenaz is Rebizen. It's called the Rebizen, which is a grater. Okay. The Kiman Shakli Meyuchalakach, Reza Derechol. Since it's. So what's the problem? I mean, the Gavina is like coming from milk, which is coming from the animal, which you just told me is not called Gudle the Carcass. So for sure, the Gavina is not Gudle the Carcass. There's no wish of Teichen. So, like, what's the problem? The problem is Uvdel Rechol. Since you're using the grater, which is something which is miyuchad for the purpose of grating, so it's going to be also because it's derech chol. The dama l'shchichas tavlin b'mateshes. So we gave it a din d'rabbanan, like grinding spices in the mortar in the mortar. So. Which obviously over here it's not, because it's not Gedolei Karka, but we gave it in the Rabban like that. And any situation where you're using a kli, which is miyuchah for the purpose of grinding, is a problem. Can I feel lechel miyad as also? There's no heter of lauter over here. Cheese is not Gedolei Karka, so you want to chop it fine with your knife, that's fine. Feel kosher ma'od shari. Now, this is much over here, even if it's very hard. So, l'char, if it's very hard, you could argue that there is a problem of teichen, because since it's not edible, it's like the case of the raw meat to the in front of the eifers, they can't eat it without chopping, and therefore that's also. But by the case of the cheese, that's not true. It's mutter. The kim yichal will also be shkarshi. Since, even though with difficulty, but you are able to chew it, that's considered an oichel. You're allowed to use an axe or a saw. The axe is made for chopping wood, chopping down trees. Those are cutting wood to size. Is mechatech chopping down trees is kaitzer. A saw is made for chopping down trees, that's kaitzer, it's a kli shem lata liyasser. What's the tata mitzar kufam, commercial is barba simen shenches, but to use it, it should have a valid Shabbos purpose, it's mutter, so using my saw to cut my cheese, my big block of cheese, is a valid Shabbos purpose, and that's mutter.
It's like cracking the nuts. Yeah.
Correct, excellent. You have no interest in eating it, tasting it, feeding it to a child. So also the last of machine of today, the shachachai. So the nisr of eating it with or not, excuse me, grinding in your mouth. The goal to make it into little pieces. So instead of using a kli, I want to use my mouth to do that. But the maisa, you're using davar gav, the mishana, the kamokamina, but also the davka bimila, the tiru darikain, the kamam, the shilamad alav, sivzain. So the case of the person does the bris, and they need a medicine, and they need the medicine to be ground up. So we're meant to do with a shinui to grind it up by grinding in the person's mouth. That's because we have the tzarech of the meal over there, but over here, there's no tzarech. See, even though it's a shini, it's also mirabanan. Okay. Yud Aleph. The mutter lahashkar is as a tolush kadeshal yichmash. So I have vegetables which have been detached on the ground, and they are starting to wither and look, you know, limp. And I don't want them to wither and look limp. I say I want to put some water there, and it will absorb the water and it will become more fresh and crisp. So that's mutter. As a tolush. What does that mean? Shibur lamazayin. How many rokas tulush? We're talking about vegetables which have been picked from the ground. Since they're talking about the vegetables which are edible, so mutar lashkaisan, you're allowed to water them. Something which is not edible, you couldn't use it on Shabbos. So adding water to it on Shabbos, or any doing something else to make it better for after Shabbos is aser. Now, Lahash is a mechuber, Yeshua is a Torah. Watering something which is attached to the ground is an issa deraisa, because you're facilitating growth, and that goes under the malach of Zareya, planting. So planting includes anything which you do, which facilitates growth, adding water, adding fertilizer. All those are the forms of Zareya that you are, as it were, taking the steps to cultivate it. Zareya is probably translated as opposed to planting, it's probably more along the lines of cultivating. Zareya, yeah. So at least that's as a tolda, it's considered a valid tolda. So if you have a klicheris, even though it has no hole in the bottom, and it has in it some, let's say you have some spices which are growing, some pungent spices which are growing in this klicheris, so it's growing in the earthenware flower pot. So it's also mirabanon. Lashkaris Meshabbos, even though there's no hole. If there's a hole, it's considered mechuba lekarka. Mechuba lekarka, so watering it is an issa deraisa. But even if there's no hole, so by metal, if there's no hole, clearly it's only mirabanon. By klicheris, even if there's no hole, since klicheris is made out of earth and where it could be, it's not considered a hefsek between, as if it's like the klicheris is not there. So it's dirt on the ground, is mechuba lekarka, and watering something is an issa deraisa. Maybe you say not like that, it's clearly osur. Whether it's an issa deraisa or not, that's the discussion. But it's clearly osur. Okay. Sibi beis. A person takes this vegetable and he cuts it, chops it up very finely, so that is considered teichen. Even though, in other words, what's the chiddush over here? The teichen of the melech of the Mishkan was grinding it down to very fine particles. Right? You were the grind. According to the Rishonim, we're referring to taking the wheat and grinding it up and making it into use for the menachas. Lechem apanim, sorry. Use for lechem apanim. So, you made it to flour. So the paradigmatic case of toichen is mamish flour. Over here it's not flour, it's vegetables in small little cubes. And I make an Israeli salad with small cubes. I chop up the vegetables very finely, but they're nowhere near as small as the dust of the flour. Nothing more. Still, he's chayiv. No, that's considered tolda of teichen, and it's chayiv. Chatur Rama, who had the dasha lachter gurgus? Person cannot take dates and buxer, carob, St. John's bread, and chop it up so they can get very hard, right? We all had buxer, which is like quite hard. If they ask, Ken, you want to chop it up finely? we're not able to chew it as is. You want to chop it up into small pieces, it's also. But to take bread, which already has been made into flour, baked, and now you want to re-grind it up, break it up into small pieces, it's mutter to hold the karnitzkan in lachush, ain't teichen acher teichen. So once it's been tochen already, there's no din of teichen a second time, ain't teichen acher teichen. So mele the flour, which has been, the kernels of wheat which have made into flour, that's it. It's not relevant to teichen anymore. So there's more. Furthermore, this whole issue over here is talking about when I'm chopping it up, not for immediate use, but for later on. I'm leaving it. I'm chopping it up and then I leave it. So that's the problem. But if you want to use it, eat it immediately, and immediately, of course, is going to be in quotation marks, how immediate is immediate, right? The shori, just like you have a case by barer, that a person's he's barer to eat it immediately. So as long as he takes the good from the bad and he doesn't use a kli, so we're happy. So there's a heter la'alter by teichen. There's a heter la'alter by barer. So similarly, there's a heter la'alter by teichen as well. And the way we explain the lumdus is that mehechel teisa. There's the more says that what's the difference between berer, which is lahaniach, and berer, which is la'alter. Definitionally, the malacha of berer is not making. It's not eating. It's the act of making food usable. Like it's making food from being unusable because it has nothing mixed into it, they're making it usable. That is the definition of burr. When I come to eat the food, so I'm not really making it from being unusable to, in the Maisa Chila, we said that in the Maisa Chila there is a burr. But it's not burr. It's not the brera of making a tikkun on the item. Now the item can sit there on the shelf and be very happy about itself and feel it's wonderful because you revert all the bad things away from it. It ends up in your stomach. This is part of the chila process. Is what you take in should be good and it's supposed to be bad. There's any tikkun in the remainder is totally secondary. So I come to teichen and I'm going to argue the same argument.
What do you mean that there should be any
tikkun? You know, we'll get back to when we talk about teichen. Why does the heter la'alter by teichen? Mechatel yor lamaches tolush, so it's not attached anymore. So there's no issur of kreitzer, but there's still a chiyuv shnayim. I'm sorry. Mechatel yor tolush k'dasasim. I mean, a sauce of mashal filo be yirok or shiroi lochlin chayim gam kein sirlo hu diyesh tkina boichlin. So, even though these are edible items, and we said before that the sheet which holds once something is edible, there's no din of teichin. You see, when the Chaber says yorok, which means even yirokas which are edible when they're raw, that means that the fact that it's edible does not take off the malach of teichin. So it's chayim b'shem teichin. And then he said, "It's also lots of yirok, gergus, and cherubim with things kain. Shenim akal malas, so they can't chew it as is. In loy yachtechenu dakdak, unless you chop it up. Well, zina basar ruba dalma kileb basav tesli and basar tzli. So why by basar tzli we say, listen, this guy can't eat the roasted meat, but we don't care what he can't eat. But most people could eat it. It's okay. Everybody's saying, well, the zaken can't eat it. So your mamash don't teichen. I for somebody else is not teichen. Each group is separate." So what's the difference? The team who gilu the karka chomer yosa. The answer is because here we're dealing with the karka. The cherubim are grow out of the ground, so that's why we're worried about over here the problem of teichen. Even though it's depending on the individual, Mashenkim, in the case before, but there was we're dealing with the case of the meat of a behema, which you could argue is not a problem with teichin because it's not to the karka. So then we're makel, even if it's not like that, we're makel. Let's hold it here if you don't mind.